to another Radio Elios episode. Today here with me is Eloise.
Hi.
Marta.
Ciao.
And Wifchel.
Hello.
So today's podcast episode is about cities, about where we lived before coming to beautiful, wonderful Acireale in Sicily, in Italy. And we just want to like go back to our old lives and just reflect on where we lived. Yeah, basically. This is what we want to talk about. So the question is very simple. Guys, do you like the places you lived in? The cities, the villages, or whatever it was. Maybe we all can start.
Yes, I definitely liked it. I am from Copenhagen in Denmark, and I think it's a really, really nice city. I think it's a really beautiful city. I think it's very nice. I think there's a very good atmosphere, many smiles. And yes, so for me, it's really, really great. I very much enjoy my hometown or city.
Oh, well, I live in a very different place from Copenhagen. I live in the very deep countryside in the southwest of France. The name of my village is Galgon. And it's so lost that even people living in the same region don't even know about it. It's really, really, really lost. And I'm not even living in the center of the village. I'm living like outside of the village, like... My house is basically surrounded by a bunch of fields, so that was definitely an experience to grow up in such an environment. I can say that I liked it for many reasons, but I liked it. I can say that I liked it now that I go back on it. But when I was little, maybe I would have preferred living in a city where there were more people and more dynamic energy and just more things to do. Because as a child, you don't have any way to. You don't have a driver license, you cannot go anywhere on your own, so you're very dependent on your parents and stuff like that. So as a child, you can easily get bored. But now that I get back on it as a young adult, I can definitely say that there were really good things about growing up in nature and in such an environment.
What about you, Marta?
Yeah, thank you. In my case, I'm a city girl. I am from Barcelona. I love big cities. Even if I was not born in Barcelona, I will for sure love big cities. And I don't know, I think everyone knows Barcelona is such a good place, probably the best one in the world. But let's not go into discussions.
Well, okay, so I can say something about myself, that I'm from Gdańsk in Poland, and yeah, basically I discovered when I was traveling in recent years, I discovered that I don't really like big cities and I prefer like smaller places, but I like Gdańsk because that's where I was born and I grew up there and spent there many years, so it's like hard to not like your hometown. And the place is just like very, it's very rich historically, so to me it's the biggest advantage of this city. Okay, guys, but I'm glad that you like the places you are from, but maybe you can tell me what is like the biggest benefit of living at your city or village?
Well, in my case, I basically moved now for the first time to Acireale. It was my first time living in another place that is not Barcelona. And of course, there is like a really big difference because Barcelona is a big, big city. And for me, Acireale is just a small town. And I really miss the fact of, you know, like being surrounded by a lot of people that you will never know, because there is that amount of people that is impossible to meet everyone. And it's like you're just no one in sight of everything. I don't know. It's really cool. I like the anonymous you get when you're in a big city. here in Acireale, it looks like everyone is always the same people. Like when you go to the places, it's always the same people, or it's really easy to see the same faces. At least for me, that I'm used to like really different environments constantly. So for me, this is the big change, and I can say that I prefer better big cities like Barcelona for this topic.
In my case, which is living in the very deep countryside, I would say peace. Like if you're someone who is overwhelmed easily by the in the big cities, like with the noise, with all the traffic, with all this stuff, the countryside is definitely a good choice. And that's something I noticed actually with the first time I went, even as a child or a teenager in bigger cities, I was very easily overwhelmed by all the noise and all the energy and the chaos of the city was really overwhelming for me. So one of the greatest points, one of the greatest reasons that make me want to settle, I think, at some point in my life in the countryside is probably the peace that you get. You don't worry about anything or anyone. I mean, in my case, like there's really nothing around my house, so I'm just free. If I want to throw a big party, nobody's going to come up to me saying I'm making too much noise or whatever. And I don't know, just the lands around belong to me, and I just feel free and at peace in this little area that is just mine.
I guess for me, it would be kind of twofold, like my answer. I think, like on the one hand, Copenhagen is a big city. I mean, but compared to Barcelona, I don't know how many people lives in Barcelona, but in Copenhagen, it's just 1 million people. So, I mean, it's a big city, but it's not like incredibly large. But still, it's like you can find whatever you want to do. You can find it, like no matter which kind of niche you're into, of your hobbies, like there it is there for sure. You just have to look for it. And that's a really nice thing. And then another thing, and this is also more generally about big cities, is you can just sometimes feel like the life of people. Sometimes like at cafes in the summer where everyone is just sitting out and drinking beers or coffee or anything, and you can really feel like how much they enjoy
it. Yes, but also in Sicily you can find this, like even in Acireale, there is always like...
I don't think so in Acireale. I think the masses are too small and too far between, at least so far, to have this quality. Like for me, but in Catania you can find it, and it's like more general about big cities. Yeah. But it's like when you really feel the life of people, they just enjoy it and sit in the sun and stuff. Like this is really nice. You can just feel how much people are enjoying their time.
Well, for me, the best quality about Gdańsk is maybe the geographical location of the city, because it's near the sea. And like, of course, it's not as warm as in Barcelona or something, but still it's very close to the sea, and you can, like, there are several beaches, and like you have like forests near the, like very near the like city center. You can go literally to the forest by tram, which is very nice, and I just enjoy Polish nature. And this, I think this is the biggest city in Poland near the sea. So like you have two things in one, like nature, being close to the sea, and like also having this cultural and like big workplace. So yeah. Okay, guys, another question is, what is the worst thing about your places?
Well, I think mine is pretty obvious, is the lack of activities and the lack of dynamism. How do you say that? Yeah, okay. I mean, you get what I meant. The thing is, to like living in such a place, you have to be a lonely person, because there is in the city, even when you do nothing, you just go outside on a walk, and there is so many people, and you get the movement and you get the energy. When you live in the countryside, sorry, there is nothing like that. Like you go out of your place and there is just nothing or no one. Well, not nothing, depends what you consider being nothing. For me, the nature is not nothing, but what I mean is basically you have to be a lonely person, and you have to have a car. Very important, because without a car you cannot do anything, and that's also very annoying. You cannot do anything by walk, even like going out for some groceries, if you forgot the eggs for whatever recipe you want, it's not as easy as if you live in a city. So it's those kind of little things in the daily life that could be annoying, and also on a much bigger picture, it's also good to consider liking being lonely or not.
What about you, Marta?
This is really hard for me. I think Barcelona has nothing wrong. But actually, maybe the worst thing I can feel from Barcelona is basically the political situation, for sure. Like, it gives like an ambient atmosphere that it's not really healthy, because there you can find like really opposite ways of like really opposite political thoughts and mindset, and you can like people in Barcelona, yes, can have like prejudice from you because of your political mindset, or they can just like be interested in your political, or it's like kind of a topic that separates people, also makes people be together, but I think more separate, you know. Look, you can be in a school, and inside of the school there can be like two mindsets, and it's like people will not talk with the other, like extreme people, you know. And I don't know, there is like, it's like with the young people it's even worse, because they don't know what they are talking about, they are just saying the same as their father, so they just like want to, you know, talk bullshit and then like do some fights to make drama in their life. And it's like this is like the worst thing, but it's really easy to avoid it. Like, you can really easy find like people who's out of this type of thoughts, or just like is like respectful, and it's fine.
I also agree with you, Marta, and the fact that it's really difficult. I have kind of the same mindset. Like, I had to think very hard, and it's a very boring answer I'm gonna come with, but it's just the weather. But especially in, I think actually the summer, if you're used to the climate of the south, of course it's a very cold summer. Like, you get the hardest days are about 30 degrees. So of course this is not the same as down south, but still usually if it's a cold day it's 20 degrees, and this is of course too cold if you are used to the south.
Also that you don't have sun.
This we is have really a lot sad. Of sun in the summer.
Yes.
We have more sun hours than you have down south, but especially in the winter, like, you have 6 hours of sun a day at most. It's so dark, it's very cold, and in the autumn especially, it rains a lot. During these periods, it can be kind of, like very annoying, especially because, like, the easiest way to transport yourself is biking in Copenhagen. And when it's, like, raining a lot, you always imagine you're sitting on the bike, like, your thighs always get completely battered by the rain, and you can just see in your pants afterwards, like, you have, like, the upper from the knee and up, like, you're completely wet, and from the knee down, you're almost not wet. It looks super funny, and everyone just walks around like this, like, in the autumn once, like, it's October, November. So I think this would be mine. Yeah.
Well, for me, the worst thing is also weather, actually, but weather, and because I think it's very similar to Copenhagen in Gdańsk, because it's like close to it geographically, and the climate is similar. But well, the other worst thing for me is the complete architectural like chaos. It's the city, like the old town is very nice, but it's very small, and the rest of the city is just so ugly. Like, I can't, like, just, like, it's just such a chaotic, like, Poland is such a chaotic country architecturally. Like, in, it's just, like, you know, you can have, like, a super modern building, and next to it is, like, something completely falling apart. And you have, like, even very close to my street, there are some, like, little houses, like, this wooden houses that were, like, somehow survived, like, from the war. Like, it's insane. Like, this, I don't know. It's completely, like, also everyone can, like, make a house how they want. Like, there is no, like, very strong laws, like, about, like, some paints or whatever. Because when I traveled the world, like, when there is, like, the pattern in the city, it looks more nice. And when you have, like complete chaos, which is Poland, it's just a mess for me. I really don't like it, but still I love Gdańsk.
Well, now I have a question for you guys, because the three of you live in a big city, and Marta, you mentioned the political situation, if I remember well, or something like that. But I was wondering about the criminal rate, or how is it going in your city? Is there a lot of crimes, a lot of stuff like that?
Well, in my city, there is definitely a lot of homeless people. And even in my neighborhood, there is so many of them. And this is so sad as it comes to political and like criminal rate in Gdańsk. There is a lot of homeless people. And this is like, even in my neighborhood, I see them a lot. And they really struggle with finding place to sleep and with alcohol. And there is some level of poverty still. But I think Poland, through like in the recent 30 years of like basically freedom from communism, like it got so much better and so much richer. And like everything looks like every year it looks more like cared, and it's just going better and better. And I don't think there is a lot of like crimes. I almost don't hear about them, and I feel really safe.
I think that stuff like this is also one of the great things about Copenhagen. We once looked it up, Ignacio, how many homeless people were in Denmark, and you were in complete shock, because there are very, very few. I don't remember the exact number, but I would guess it's like 500 or lower in the whole city. It's like when I go to Catania, there are a lot of homeless people, like for me, like just for context. So there are almost no, and the crime rates are really low too. So yeah, in this sense, Copenhagen is a really safe and good city. There are sometimes, like every 3 years or something, there is something gang related, like a feud. And then it sort of blows over, and then it calms down again. So yeah, I think it's very low. If we have problems with anything, it's more like drugs, but it's still to a quite low level, I think, compared to other countries.
In the case of Barcelona, it's actually the most dangerous city in all Spain. I didn't know that, but I read recently about this topic, and actually I also listened to a podcast that they are talking about this, and like the guide of the podcast, like there is like two people, and one is from Madrid and the other is from Barcelona, but now he's living in Madrid, and this one is like really talking that Barcelona is like the most dangerous place where he has been living in Spain. So thing is that, because I'm from Barcelona, I think I never like feel it like this danger. I know how it works, and for me it's like completely fine. It's not dangerous, it's just normal. But maybe like I don't know, for me Catania doesn't look dangerous at all. It's so normal. So maybe it's just like if I move to Denmark or something, or even Poland, I will feel more safe, or not more safe, but I will feel like, oh, there is a, like the option of being safer. But yes, in Barcelona, there is actually like the really bad neighborhoods. And these neighborhoods, they are really, really dangerous, actually. And there is like a lot of crimes, and it's always happening something. Like if you look for crimes in Barcelona, there is always something. But it's like normalized because it's completely fine. But then also Barcelona is like pretty big, so you can find like super safety zones, like of course the rich ones. And I guess I'm from one of these zones, so for me, never had been like a problem to be around my neighbor. But it's true that if you move to the outsides, it's so dangerous. And also, I have to say, like, I have been stolen a lot of times in Barcelona. So, yeah. And well, my friends, like, everyone have been, like, stolen sometime. So, but it's normal. Like, I had been, like, too many times, actually, so.
Well, so I guess it's all about being used to a certain rate of like violence around you. I mean, as you said, it depends the district you live in, but yes, I think it's about getting used. Maybe Wilfred, who's super insecurity in Copenhagen, will feel endangered in Barcelona. Who knows?
I don't feel insecure in Copenhagen. Calm down, Gigi.
No, but you will in Barcelona. No.
Forse.
Okay, guys, I think it's all we've got for you, for our listeners today. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you very much to our listeners for listening, and see you next time.